Appreciate the folks joining us this afternoon to talk about a new class of 13 Pima Roundup Ready Flex variety, DP358RF Pima. I'm Dave Albers. I want to thank you all for joining us as we talk through the new Delta Pine Pima variety. So give a quick review of our Delta Pine Pima portfolio. Of course, that market is largely focused in California, but also in Arizona, New Mexico, and West Texas. DP340 has been a very broadly adapted mid-maturing variety in our lineup. After that variety was released, we also released DP357, also broadly adapted, but with some improved yield performance in the 357. Recently, we have also released DP360. Pima, it's a variety that does carry the fusarium race for resistance. So it's that's been the primary portfolio that we've had in our Pima market. Today I want to talk about DP358 RF Pima. This variety is going to be a little more full season than our current lineup, characterized as a mid to full, a little bit taller plant type, a medium tall to tall plant type. Large seed size in this, even for Pima in this line. We'll walk our way through the comparisons on the fiber quality to several internal and competitor checks, and also highlight, of course, again the race for fusarium race for resistance in the DP358. So to start with some breeder data, I want to of course acknowledge. The ONA Enterprises, Jim and Mike Olvey, for this data and some of the other data that will be noted throughout this presentation. The 358 compared to Phytogen 802 and DP360 is two other resistant checks, and then also a susceptible check, the DP340. The stand counts that they took through 2012 showing very high survivability of the 358, comparable or improved over those two other resistant checks, and certainly you can see the degree of pressure in these trials with only 30% survival in the susceptible check in the 340. So moving on to some University of California data. Do want to correct a couple of headings incorrect here. These are both 2011 and 2012 for both vascular root staining and for the survival. You can see the 358 compared to in the vascular root staining showed similar or lower staining levels to the checks. And or to the checks listed there, and similar survival to a check like Phytogen 800 that's also a resistant variety. So we've seen very good performance both in 2011 and in 2012, both with the root staining and with the survival. Looking at overall or some yield performance data. In some 2011 trials that we had with the University of California, I was out at the Westside Field Station. The 358 Pima compared to checks such as 340, Delta Pine 340, Delta Pine 360, and Phytogen 800, and also Phytogen 805 RF, all yielded within 3% of each other. So that 2011 data did show very very consistent competitive performance with both Delta Pine lineup and the competitor checks such as the Phytogen 800 series. In those trials in 2011, the quality really quite amazing quality that we're seeing with the DP358. The micronair is lower than several of the checks, running at about a 3.7. The 360 running at about a 3.9, and you can see ranges of 3.7 to 3.9. So in several of the checks there. So the mean of the trial in this case was above 3.8, and a lower mic for the DP358. A strength, the fiber length at 1.46, significantly longer than a couple of the checks. In this case, the 360 and the 340, and equal to or better than any other comparisons in that trial. Uniformity also very good. So overall, really very good fiber properties out of the 358 RF Pima in the university data we had from 2011. So going back to some breeder data, some 3-year comparisons, 2010, 2011, and 2012 compared to 340. In this set of comparisons, the 358 running about two tenths of a bale lower on yield on the 3-year average. Slightly lower lint percent compared to 340, and slightly smaller bull size. But 340, of course, has been a very strong check in the San Joaquin Valley, and I think a very good comparison variety in this case. The fiber data, we've got 4 years of data here. I'm going to roll to the 4-year summary, but very consistent performance that we've seen with the lower micronaire and an excellent length across each of the years that we made those comparisons. Again, this is the data from the breeder sites with the ONA Enterprises group. The 4-year summary, starting with the mic. You can see it again had the lower mic a 4.2 compared to a 4.5 in the check of the 340, and the longer length 144 compared to 138. Also strength and uniformity both improved over the DP 340. So I think very strong overall fiber package with the DP 358 Pima. I want to just share a couple of on-farm data sets. This is from California at Borba Farms there on the west side, and he had this in a plot large enough to make a module or two out of it, and the 358 averaged 1,800 and 29 pounds, a couple hundred pounds above the phytogen 802. And again, you can see the staple was very good. The mic was in a great range, strength at a 44. So great fiber package with very good yield with the DP 358 Pima. One other on-farm data set I wanted to share came out of New Mexico off the Keith Deputy Farm there in the Mesilla Valley, and compared to a couple of phytogen checks in 340 and 357. Again, very good performance in the DP 358 RF Pima. So just looking at the target markets now, we are proud to announce the DP 358 RF Pima as a second race 4 resistant variety to complement the DP 368 conventional variety. Also have some very good conventional varieties in 340 and 357 for the non-race 4 ground, and also in another Pima in the pipeline, a Pima Flex in the pipeline, experimental that we'll be looking at more this next year for potential release as a non-race 4 ground Roundup Ready Flex Pima variety. So just to summarize, DP 358 RF Pima, as the data has indicated, excellent race 4 resistance, really very strong fiber properties, and it fits those mid to full maturity situations. So at that point, I'll sum up and thank you for your time.